producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Of America Tonight. Hope you are having a great Christmas or whatever it is that you celebrate. Had a few days extra off, perhaps, or you're going to have a few days off. This is the time to recharge, boy, isn't it? And I say you want to recharge anyway because, as we know, many of you that call the show are so passionate about what's happening in the country, especially when it comes to the world of politics. So with that in mind, politically speaking, we are swinging into where it all counts. All of this hot air that you and I have been expending, the frustrations, what we've talked about, some of the incredible guests that we've had on, the analysis every which way that you can possibly imagine. And now, finally, we're into the season where it matters. We're so, so close. So it is the time to recharge and get ready to be geared up for who's doing what to whom, what we need to look out for, and what it's looking like at these primaries. It's going to be here before you know it, folks. I mean, before you know it. Would you be shocked if I told you that there was a glitch at the IRS? Oh, yes, a glitch. Goes back to 2013, a $46 million glitch. In fact, the Internal Revenue Service says it's found that they shouldn't have paid people what they paid them in refunds. Whoops, because of a programming error. $27 million of refunds erroneously issued. 13,000 people will have to be concerned about that. Are you one of them? Oh, that'd be infuriating. And maybe, you know, thought, oh, I just didn't, I didn't know I was getting a tax. If you said 2 years ago, I had no clue I was getting a return, then you know you're in trouble. By the way, the glitch caused the IRS to issue another $19 million in refunds that could have been flagged as potentially fraudulent. So this is going to delay some refund tax returns that are identified by the IRS as potentially fraudulent. And here's what they said. Okay, so what's the beef? Why is there a problem with this? We've been doing this forever. Ineffective monitoring. Really? You got to be kidding me. House Ways and Means member, Congresswoman Dianne Black, slammed the IRS. We didn't need another reminder that the IRS is mired in incompetence and mismanagement, but we got it anyway, she said in a statement. And she's right. It's very clear that the new commissioner is not doing a good job, at least as far as getting people to trust the IRS, the three dreaded letters. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, only do we see this, that this ineptitude is considered okay. I mean, taxpayers, that's me, that's you, we should not be happy about this. You know, you go back to the Lois Lerner days. How many times did she testify? I take the fifth. I take the fifth. She's not going to be charged in that whole IRS scandal. Who was zooming who? Who didn't get filed correctly when they should have been filed under a certain grouping, which makes a big difference. And especially the Tea Party. It's anybody who was aligned with the Tea Party, that's where it really went off in a misguided direction. And the Assistant Attorney General said the IRS's mishandling of the processing of tax-exempt applications in a manner that disproportionately impacted applicants affiliated with the Tea Party and similar groups. However, ineffective management is not a crime. Saying, yeah, it's a screw-up. It's not good. But Lois Lerner cannot be charged. She is exonerated. She might have played a key role. She drew a lot of criticism. We'll never know. That rock has rolled, my friends. It has rolled. I mean, this is crazy. 2013 is the most embarrassing, worst year ever for the IRS. The worst. Because first you had the thing where a review finds that they were targeting political groups that were looking for tax-exempt status for greater scrutiny if they had the words T or party or patriots or any of that, so they got thrown aside. We know that. We've been through that. Now you have this deal of all this money. Whoops. So you don't really get a refund. They need to get their act together. The IRS needs to be held accountable, just like every other institute that we talk about in D.C. Fat, bloated, check it out. Why is that? Why is there no oversight? I don't get it. Because nothing new is happening there. They may change or tweak a process, but for goodness sake, the wheels keep on turning. It's not that difficult. Not that difficult. And by the way, name calling, oh yeah, from that department, former Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson. He was on a network where I was a guest, and I happened to hear this, says he is spooked by Texas Senator Ted Cruz and that he should be removed from his job. He went on to say, anybody that calls a majority leader a liar on the floor of the U.S. Senate ought to be canned and thrown out of the Senate. And that's how Simpson feels, that he is dangerous. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. So the latest thing that Cruz ripped on was the spending bill, saying it was like playing Santa Claus and it was ridiculous, that shouldn't have happened. That the $1.15 trillion spending bill passed by Congress on Friday is buffoonery. It was a betrayal of men and women who elected us, is what Cruz said. Ugh. It doesn't seem like we've seen Santa Claus in D.C., however, Ted Cruz, in a very long time. Those were the days, but those days are long gone and are in the rear view mirror without a doubt. Without a doubt. And from the Department of Calling You Out, Rand Paul, who made it to the big boy stage this last debate, was quoted as saying on Monday that it'll take about 500 million American troops to defeat the Islamic State. He said his Republican presidential rivals may think it's a good idea to try to oust Syrian President Bashar Assad, but regime change will only invite ISIS to fill the void, which is what's happening in Libya. So do you really want to send half a million Americans? Is that the right way to deal with this or not? It's a fair question. I mean, don't they splinter off? I would think they would splinter off. And I would also think the more Americans, the more targets are being painted on their backs. That's what I think. So is it a good idea? It's a good idea to leave Assad alone because of what we saw in other countries. But we need something different to happen. We need to clear off the chess pieces and start all over again. Ooh, exhausting. Hang with us. More next. Plus, true or false, that's always a lot of fun. More reasons to hang with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen,
hello.
I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Interesting story. He's got a book that tells you all about this story because I'm telling you, you will read it from cover to cover. It's called The Long Run, and it talks about everything that he went through. When I say everything he went through, first of all, to run the New York City Marathon, I think is incredible. I do. But to run the New York City Marathon after what happened to him as his life changed, boom, in an instant. We all talk about what happens when everything's going along fine, and then something changes dramatically in your life. And Matt was cycling to work in the early morning, and this was in December, before Christmas in 2005, when he was struck and run over by a 20-ton bus making an illegal turn. Matt, thanks so much for coming on the show. And as I say that and you think about those moments, it had to be just unbelievable to you, right? Life is sailing along, and then all of a sudden you're fighting for your life, correct?
Yes, Kate. Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show. And, yeah, life for me was sailing along. I couldn't have scripted it any better. I was in the best shape of my life and having success in endurance sports. And it's just in an instant, things changed.
So what happened? You had to have some, like, 40 operations, is that right?
In about 16-month period of time, I went through 43 different surgeries, correct.
Wow. And today, you're healthy, right? You feel good? You ran a marathon? What was it? You ran a marathon in 2008?
Yeah, so post-accident, I'm definitely healthy and strong, not without issues. But post-accident, within the three-year mark, I ran the New York City Marathon again. A lot slower than my previous time, but I was able to finish it. After that, I did an Ironman.
Wow. And you talk about in your book what it's like, because obviously you had to fight through despair, fear, I'm sure, physical pain, probably psychological pain. Take us back to that. What do you tell people what that journey was like?
Well, you know, there's two sides of the recovery process. One is physical and the other is mental. anyone growing up who's played sports or, you know, just has taken a bad fall, broken a bone or two, you know in 6 to 8 weeks your bone is going to heal. So the physical process, it did take time because I had multiple fractures. I had internal damage to my intestines. You know, this was as bad as it gets, as most of my trauma surgeons would tell me. The mental aspect of the recovery was even longer because, you know, there's the period of why me, and then there's the period of, you know, what is my life going to be like, and you know, I battled with depression, and, you know, harboring that negative attitude over and over of what happened to me didn't allow me to recover physically, mentally, which is why I pushed myself to go back to marathon and to complete that Ironman one more time because I needed to recover mentally.
When you first took that step, how tough was that to take that step? But when you make the leap, then you start to do it and do it and do it, and that's all you're thinking about, the future?
100%. Once I realized that things weren't going to get better unless I accepted what happened to me. You know, a lot of people talk about overcoming adversity, and I needed not to overcome the adversity, but accept the adversity that was thrown my way, you know, accept this accident, accept what my new body is capable of doing, and then I went full steam ahead saying, okay, let's get it done.
Yeah, absolutely. And you tell people that, right? That's the idea. You're trying to certainly encourage people that no matter what's going on in your life, you can get through this. You can shake those walls down, right?
Absolutely. I'm lucky enough now. You know, it's been 10 years since the accident, and I'm lucky enough to travel the country, giving some motivational, inspirational talks, or just via email from people that have reached out to my foundation, that with the right attitude, anything is possible. And you may not be the same person you were before, you know, your traumatic experience, but it's possible to be better. It's possible to be the best you can be. And that's what I like to tell people. It's like, you know, you have to have the right attitude. If you wake up in the morning and the first two words are, I can't, I tell people to go back to bed.
So it's just, you just, and that mindset, some people will say, Matt, well, Matt, geez, I admire you. Gosh, what you went through, that's incredible. But you must have had that deep inside you. I've heard people say things like that. And do you tell them you just keep doing it? You just keep repeating that mantra until it becomes what you wear every day?
Absolutely. That's the best way to go through life. If you have a goal or a dream, you go after it. And, you may or may not get there fully. But if you look back from where you started that dream, behind you is success. It's the levels of success. So you got to keep going forward. Keep your eye on the prize because it happens.
Tell us about your foundation. You mentioned the foundation. Tell us what the foundation does.
My foundation is simply called the I Will Foundation, and that was my mantra, I will. And we help people who have suffered life-altering traumatic injuries or illnesses. Just get back into life, get back into feeling their competitive nature again, or just living their life as full as possible, no matter what their ailments are. So we've helped an Army captain coming home from the war who lost both his legs. I recently had an athlete in the Ironman in Hawaii who was electrocuted about 13 years ago and lost both his arms. And my foundation built him a bike, a special bike, brakes on the top tube. He brakes with his knee. It was just an incredible thing. And he competed in the Ironman.
Wow. And these are obviously rewarding things for you. What has been the most rewarding thing for you so far that you've been able to do because of the fact that you're out there, that you're telling people your story, that you're showing people the way that they can overcome whatever's happened to them?
The most rewarding thing for me, or the most rewarding thing that I've done for someone else?
Yeah, the most rewarding thing for you and the most rewarding thing that you've done for someone else.
Well, I mean, post-accident, physically, the most rewarding thing for me was finishing the Ironman at Lake Placid, New York in 2009. But more incredibly, getting married and having my baby, Charlie, you know, something that the doctor said would never happen. So I have a baby girl, she's 3 years old, and it's just something I never thought would happen before my accident. I just didn't think I was the type of person to get married. But now not only did I defy physical odds, I was able to have a baby and I have a beautiful family. So that for me right now is just tops. But what I've been able to do or encourage other people to do, you know, it's when I go out and give a talk, it's funny. It's like, you know, it's like going to your kid's school and you're the teacher and the kids never raise their hand because there's no questions. They're embarrassed. Well, I go out and I speak to professionals. I speak to doctors. I speak to college students, and they're always shy when it comes to Q&A. But when I leave the room and I get that one-on-one moment with someone in the elevator that just heard me speak, and that's when they open up to me. So if I connect with one person in an audience, that's the biggest reward I can get with my story. As long as I know I'm helping one person at a time, there's life is bad for a lot of people, and sometimes not fair. But if you stay tough, you stay positive, you'll push through it.
Oh, so I love that.
Thank you, Kate.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Matt Long, and Matt, so that's so true. If you're going through something, and people are listening to us now, Christmas can be tough for people. They've lost people. Something else has happened to them. It's just getting through the tunnel and being, when you say also, because obviously you get this, it's being persistent and not giving up, being tenacious, right?
100%. I wouldn't have said it any differently. I like to tell people when dreaming and setting goals are the same exact thing, except when you set a goal, you have to commit, you have to plan, and you have to sacrifice. When we dream, we just think it's going to happen.
So, that's true.
Yeah, and if you commit to that plan, now you're going to have to take detours once in a while. But if you commit to that plan, keep yourself on track, you will have success. No doubt.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. I love it. So I would assume, Matt, if anybody wants to get a copy of your book, you just go to Amazon.com, The Long Run.
Amazon.com, The Long Run, yes.
And what if somebody wants to help? What if somebody wants to help you with your foundation?
They can visit IWillFoundation.com. There's ways to support there. Shoot me an email at MattLongSpeaker.com. Both sites are kind of interlinked. They tell my story and stories of people we've helped. So either way, they shoot out with an email, and you know, we're always, it's a very small, low-key foundation. I get an email. If I have the funds, I help them. If I can generate the funds, I help them do that.
I love it. Matt Long, Merry Merry to you and yours. I love your story. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Merry Christmas.
Cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Nah, not really a lion's den. Patrick Eggdorf, how you be?
I'm not doing too bad. How about yourself, Kate?
I'm excellent. What's the weather like in Minneapolis?
Not too bad. We actually just got a little bit of snow, and I just went out there a little bit ago, and it stopped. So there's a couple inches down there.
Oh, I like snow, frankly. And we've been talking about these warm temperatures around the U.S. and people are complaining. So you're not getting really trash with snow, just enough that it's nice.
Yeah, it makes everything look nice.
Yay! All right, first true or false. Chelsea Clinton, the daughter of the former president Bill Clinton and now running for president on the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton, is pregnant with her third child. True or false?
I'm going to say false for that one.
Very nice. You were paying attention. Ding, ding, ding. It is false. It is her second child. Yes, she has one right now, Charlotte, and another one is due in the summer. They announced that today, her and her husband. that they are expecting their second child. Hillary Clinton also announced it through the miracle of Twitter. She said, "Your dad and I cannot be happier for you, Mark and Charlotte. We're so excited to meet our second grandchild." And I said, babies, they like them on the campaign trail, so it doesn't hurt Hillary Clinton in any way, for whatever effect it has. But another Clinton, so this will not be an only child. Okay, we move from Chelsea Clinton's pregnancy on to something else. And it's something else that isn't necessarily political, but it has to do with vacay. Starting on Monday, the halls of Congress will be very, very barren because it's officially the first day of a three-week vacation for the senators and the congresspeople.
I'm going to say true for that one.
Ooh, good guess. It's not true, though. It's false. They actually went home on Friday. They're gone for a couple of weeks. That is true. And then they're back. So they've already gone on vacation, kind of like when we were kids. I don't know about you, Patrick, but did you just have the week between Christmas and New Year's off, or did you have like 2 weeks off? Do you remember?
In high school, I think it was maybe a couple days before the holiday and then maybe a couple days after New Year's.
Yeah, that's what we had, too. And now they give, most kids have, I shouldn't say most kids, but some schools they have 2 weeks off. So they just have the whole 2 weeks off, and that's it. They're done. 2 weeks off. All right, how about this one? Oprah Winfrey. We don't often talk about Oprah Winfrey, because she's not doing that everyday show. There used to be headlines sometimes that would be made from her show that she had on for forever and ever. I think, boy, time goes so fast. She's been off the air during the day doing her regular talk show, the Oprah Show, for, I want to say, probably at least, probably about 4 years, 4 to 3 years. And she is making news, though, because Oprah's house, apparently, has a, it's a $14 million house, it has a spa, and it has a $250,000 tram. Yes, it's true, in Telluride, Colorado. It's 8,700 square feet. And again, the house is in Telluride, Colorado. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
You are absolutely right. Oprah's new house has been featured on the TV show High Tech Homes because it has, you know, lots of amenities. It has a heated driveway, a finished style spa, and a home automation system that can be operated from anywhere in the world. Oh, but it's, and it's got a wine cellar, I suppose, and a whole bunch of other perks. So she's got a house in California, Hawaii, and Telluride, Colorado. She I guess she likes Colorado, so she likes to go there when she can, but pretty, I don't know, pretty interesting. I guess when you, and she was quoted one time as saying this, you know, the one thing that you should always get as much as you can of is land, and we all know that old saying, because they're not making any more land. So she's definitely taken advantage of that. So it's interesting because the tram thing is pretty cool. The tram thing is, I mean, it looks like almost like a Disneyland ride, actually. It's wild. Good for her. We move on from Oprah and her houses to something completely different. Sometimes tempers flare in football, and there's an NFL star who was banned for one game. His name is Odell Beckham Jr. He was really just kind of throwing a fit on the sideline, and the NFL watched what was happening. A lot of people were tweeting about it, actually, when it was going on. So they decided they were going to suspend him for not the comments on the side, but the hit on Josh Norman. And there's been a lot of reaction to that, the NFL confirming that it suspended wideout Odell Beckham Jr. for one game for the helmet-to-helmet hit. You can't do that on corner Josh Norman during the Panthers' win over the Giants this past weekend. True or false?
I might have to say true for that one as well.
Yay, you are right. That's what happened. He was penalized three times for unnecessary roughness, including the helmet-to-helmet contact, which can be so dangerous. And they just said, okay, that's it. They sent him a letter, that's it, numerous times, boom, ba-da-ba-dum. And so now there's conversation about, is this going to be the way he is normally? Are we saddled with somebody who's not going to be a good player because he's so concerned about other things? Oh, the horror of it, the horror of it. From that to everything else that we've weaved in between in this segment, we've thrown everything but the kitchen sink in it. How about this? SpaceX pulled off a rocket landing. Elon Musk would love to offer space travel. Be the first to offer space travel. And finally, a guided reusable rocket was guided safely back to Earth after liftoff on Monday. Because remember, traditionally rockets are disposed of after they're detached from the spacecraft. The ability to recycle them makes a big step in a different direction because it makes it a little bit cheaper. So after three failed attempts at a rocket landing, it's a major victory for SpaceX and the CEO, Elon Musk. True or false?
That one is also true.
Yay! You're on a roll. Yes, it is true. The company's first flight since June, it was, and it was an unmanned spacecraft exploded shortly after liftoff, destroyed 2 tons of NASA cargo, if you remember, and then everybody's grounded. Now they pulled it back out again, and look what happens. Tinker with it? You must. And it worked. A SpaceX spokesperson said that the task is like launching a pencil over the Empire State Building and having it land on a shoebox on the other side during a windstorm. I love that description. Yeah, it's a piece of cake. No problem. I mean, but that's really huge. Because the more they get that right, the more chances are that there will be space travel. True or false, Patrick Eggdorf? So far, Star Wars worldwide has raked in $700 billion.
I'm going to say true for that. I believe that one.
Kind of a trick question. False. They will probably at some point, not shockingly, get there, but now, right now, it's over 250 million, and if you went worldwide, it's over 500 million, rather. So over that total, you know, you're already looking at 500 million, which is crazy. So they're halfway there, and I just think it's just, they're going to have this be a long run. And people, here's the thing about Star Wars. You're going to have people that are going to go back again and again and again, at least twice. It's a twofer, meaning you're not just going to go see this once. I've seen this from women, men, young kids. Everyone loves Star Wars. Everyone loves this episode. Everybody wants to be it, see it, feel it, touch it. So it's a masterpiece. More people are going to do that, and that's going to get the whole geeked up thing for space travel. It's going to get people excited about that. So there you go. In a very short amount of time. On the flip side, we tie it all up in a nice bow and present it to you and skedaddle. Stay with us.
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please. A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Why did you read the news today?
We end this show with a couple of what I like to call faux pas, including this one. If you haven't seen Star Wars, oh my gosh, go out and see it. Because I saw Star Wars right as I was starting to get sick. I was like, can I keep my cough to myself? Nothing worse than going to the movie than you hear somebody with that cough across, you know what I'm talking about, where it's like this. Or like in church. And then the person doesn't get up, and it's just constant. It's constant. It's like worse than a baby crying, right? It's awful. So, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. Huge. We just talked about how much money did the movie rake in. I think it's going to be an incredible amount of money when it's all said and done. This is just the very beginning, and we're in the holiday season. Well over 220 million then worldwide, over 500 million, close to that number. And most of the people bought tickets ahead of time. Or a lot of people did, for Friday showing certainly. And Saturday, it was kind of a mixed bag, I guess. But if you haven't seen the movie, don't let anyone spoil it for you. Because I think it's going to be hard to not know the spoilers. When people decide they're going to talk. But check this out. So here's the faux pas. A projector stopped during a showing of Star Wars at a theater in Hollywood. Oh, 15 to 20 minutes of the plot got bypassed before the movie restarted. Can you imagine? Oh, the crowd, thick with anxiety, anticipation, and all kinds of other things. Not happy that that happened. It's funny about the glitch thing, because the movie that I went to see, same thing. There was previews, and then the movie, then it stopped. Like, it was like, oh no, it got disconnected. This is the beginning of the movie. So nothing had shown from the movie yet, but there was a little bit of time, and then it was fine. So it didn't mess it up, but came close. Speaking of messing up, I've only pounded him once on this show, but I'll do it one more time. Steve Harvey. Oh, buddy. And you can see how it could happen. If you rely on the teleprompter and the card says one thing and the teleprompter says another, which way are you going? Are you going with the teleprompter because you figure, oh, that has to be up to date because they would have to put it in there and they would have the winner in there? Yeah, it's a nightmare. So Miss Philippines is Miss Universe. However, originally Miss Colombia thought she had won it because they announced her name and it was like, Miss Colombia! And it wasn't. So Steve Harvey screwed up, whether the prompter was wrong or whatever happened there. It happened. What an awkward moment. Can I please have the crown back? I was just kidding. Just forget everything we just said to you. The hugs, the kisses, the tears. Just re-rack, sweetie, because you were the runner-up. Oh, that would just be, of all the things, that had to be one of the worst. One of the worst. Such a silly thing, in a way. Oh, so it's a beauty pageant. Oh, yeah. It's for Miss Universe. It's great for the person who wins because of the perks they get with it, including if they're going to go back to school or whatever it is. But what a blunder. I just would think for Miss Columbia, if you were keeping score and you thought, oh my gosh, I did it, I won, I beat out all these other countries. Oh, that'd be so brutal to get it back. Oh, give it back, give it back. And you have a fight over the crown. No, that did not happen. Did not happen. All right, I talked about the lottery, and they say a former security chief was one, a former security chief for a national group that operates state lotteries, personally bought two prize-winning tickets in Kansas worth $44,000, bringing to five the number of states where he might have fixed games to enrich himself and others. They linked the winning 2010 Kansas tickets to Eddie Tipton, this former security director of the Multi-State Lottery Association. Iowa Assistant Attorney General Robert Sand disclosed in court documents this whole thing, saying the evidence will show that Tipton associates who claimed the prizes returned half of the money in cash directly to him in 2011. Just goes to show you, if it seems too good to be true, if it looks too good to be true, then somewhere inside that equation, it is too good to be true. It is too good to be true. Man. How do you get the lottery wrong? Oh, it'd be the worst. It's the same thing. Your mind is completely blown. You've got nothing left in the tank. Nothing. And then that happens. Bummer. All right, zigging and zagging, the spirit of it, the spirit of moving around all over the place. And when I was doing this, prepping for the show, reading what was pertinent, all that, we talked about the Odell Beckham Jr. hit and the big fat fine, which he should have gotten. And the Giants are in trouble. You wonder how long their coach will be around, Tom Coughlin, because they're not going in the right direction. That is for sure. Not going in the right direction. Now we move on to something that caught a lot of people's eyeballs on Twitter. and people even sent things ahead of time to say why they were really sorry. And, you know, when you think about that, you think of the jokes, you think of the out of bounds, and where is the line? Where is that proverbial line in the sand? I would love to be a fly on the wall for the juicier conversations about what's really happening. Who's pressing somebody up to run? Somebody else unexpected decides to jump into the race. All these questions and more we will know the answers to as we get into primary season, right? Which is a good thing. It's a good thing. Start thinking about what you thought the top stories were for 2015, because I'm going to talk about them in the next couple of days. There are a lot of things that were started that we're moving towards. There's a lot of things that wrapped up. And it's all good because it's a replenishing, a rebirth, a renewal, renewable energy, however you want to term it. That's exactly what it feels like when you come back, especially if you've had a nice, what I would call significant break, where you're not running around. It's one deal. You have different options, but you're not running around with craziness happening around you, trying to figure out, ooh, what do I do? Do I get in a bullhorn and blow my name out? Hey, everybody over here. Do I trust my own voice? Oh, the questions, she says. Oh, the questions. Nothing but questions. So we go from the universe, Miss Universe pageant, to the conundrum of calling the wrong person, having them crowned, and then saying, whoops, I that's wrong. Something's wrong, so I've got to take that back. I've got to reel it in, and I'm going to have to call somebody else. I'm going to have to say somebody else is the champion. Oh, that would be so tough. We were just kidding. We were just practicing. And I think why Steve Harvey got it wrong, to bring this all back around again, is because too many ships were in the kitchen. So that affected the next day more than anything else. More than anything else. A reminder, on our next show, Tuesday into Wednesday, in our second hour, the tail end of the hour, we do the nail the score thing. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. And then we decide, or you decide, who is going to win and what's the final score going to be. Tuesday into Wednesday, final segment of the second hour. Just remember that, second hour, final segment to win. You're all winners. Thanks so much for all your support, all the emails, everything all of you do. It was Booker T. Washington who said success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome. Merry, merry, Patrick Eggdorf. Great job this season. Thank you.
That home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.